We are in Daf and in Gimel Amid Aleph. Let us again start over the Gemara. Boy minei Rav Yemel Sove me Rav Nachman. Mocho, I'd like to explain this Gemara the way I seem to understand it from the Shita Mekabetzes according to Shitas Rashi. Then in one chelik of the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Kiveger. Boy mine Rav Yemel Sove me Rav Nachman, Mocho Ksubosa Labailo. What is if she sold her Ksuba to her husband? Yesh lo Ksubis Bnin Dichin, oy ain lo Ksubis Bnin Dichin. Now, if she died, will her children Yashin the Ksuba? So I'd just like to give a shtikel hagdome. The Hadashit Mekabetzes explains the shayla of the Gemara. Chodis lon bal hoi boi loimar de einlo. That means that Rav Yemer was machadish to us achidish, that is a svore that it should not be a din ksubis benin dechen. Dohoyo poshetlon di yeshlo. That means, misvore chitzoyne, she should have the ksube. The bnin dichin should have, should, when she dies first, they should yarshin. No, Rav Yemer was machadish is a svore that they should not have. Now, what is the svore chitzoyne? That they should have, there should be a ksubis bnin dichin. So the Shita says, Do ki yores lo nami ksuboso varehi sheloi. He says, all the time we have to understand ksubis bnin dichin does not work al pi gidrei hasvore vahaloche. That means as follows. The din of ksubis bnin dichin, when she dies, whatever she has, let's talk about the Nadin. The Nichsei Tzayim Balzo. It belongs, Mi'ikar Adin, to her husband. Her husband Yarshins the Nadin. Now, when the husband dies, Al Pi Gidrei Haloche, why should her children get this Nadin? It already became Nichsei Habal. Val Palpikeng, Chazal, made a takone. They had a reason to make the takone. They wanted to give the shver an incentive to give an adn. But they made a takone, which is not Alpi Gidrei Haloche. That means there's no logical explanation that it should go to her sons. That's what he says. Doki yoris lo nami ksubosu. When he yarshin sa ksuba, before she sold anything, verehi shaloi okru rabbonon minei. So when he died, the rabbonon were oikeret from him. That means it should really go to all the children equally. V'yovu libnin dichen. And they gave it to the Bnin Dichin. That was the Takone. Hilkach, therefore, Ki mochro nami, so afilu, she sold him the Ksube. Yeshloima de koyach Bnin Dichin beduchte koy. That Takone remains. She sold it to him. But al koponim, what's the chilek if it's his when he yarshined it, or if she sold it to him also, but there's a takone. So the takone remains b'chol oifen. That's the svore chitzoyne. Elam mistapik, but Rav Yemer sover a sofik. What is the sofik? The miyam rinon kivin shemocho lebailo. Since she sold it to her husband, poka lo toiras yerushas ovio. Veina yerushe bo elemi koyach habal. That means that the halacha of ksubis benin dichin was said on what is coming from her father. That means, normally, the father gave her a matone. The father gave a matone. That was the nadin that was given. It should be used because man they're married, and when he gives her a get, she gets it back. So that what the father had given, if the husband yashins it, it goes back to her father's grandchildren. That was the takone. But since she sold this bechayeho to her husband, Pokalo Teiras Yerushas Avio. So this is not called. That means this Nadin is not called Nichsei Avio. That should eventually end up to his grandchildren. They were sold. Benkach or Benkach, she sold them to her husband. That is the Svore of the Suffolk. That means, so the Shita said, the Svore Chitzoyne should really have been, but there was a Takone. That means that the Takone doesn't work with a Cheshma. The Takone was that the grandchildren should get these Nechosim which previously belonged to her father. Or maybe the Takona only applied if it was Nifka, the shame, Nichse Yovia. Now she sold it, so perhaps the Takona doesn't apply. Now let us see Rashi. Mi Amrino, Kiven de Mocha Le Baila, Poka Lo Toiras Yerushes Ovio. So this whole Toire, that Yerushas, that means if he Yarshin Nichse Yovio goes to the grandchildren, Melahirish Nidunya Shaloi Livnei Vitoi Shrei Mochoso Venkola Yerusha Bomei Achshav Elamikoya Chabal. That means these Nechosim became his. Is therefore V'yechalku Kolbonov B'shove B'nei Beis Nosh. That was Epis the Shaila. So, Omalei Rove, V'tiboi Lecho Meicheles. So Rove asked Rabbi Yemesove, why are you clearing by Meicheles? Why aren't you clearing by Meicheles? Now, we have to appreciate the Kasha. Now, we'll see that. I'll just want to say over the Lashon of the Shita, he's explained Shita's Rashi, then we'll see it in Rashi. Meicheres, when she sold him the Ksube, Bechayeho, Mota Hano Liyodo. So she got paid for it. Meicheres, Loi Mota Hano Liyodo. Hilkach ikelemiti. So the subshat is like this. Hove esta kasha. If you're clearing by meicheres, now if Rashi throws in a vote, meicheres is more shchiach than meicheres. So why are you only clearing by meicheres? So I see from you that your whole suffix is because if she sold it and he paid her, so it's called, the ksuba was paid already. It's a paid ksuba. It's a paid ksuba. There's no ding ksubas p'nin dichin. It's a paid ksuba. If he gave her the complete money, if he didn't give her the complete, but already there's such a musig, a paid ksuba, a ksuba that was paid up b'chayeo. There's no din that the husband should be meirish this to her children. So Rove Estakasha, but that's not true. There's another cheshbon. Forget about that she got paid. It's poko schuso mino. Afilu meicheles. Afilu she was meichel de ksuba. But already she doesn't have any schusim in the ksube, so memele, that alone is a svore that there should not be a ksubis bnin dichen. That means the shaila that was how the shaila was presented. Even the mocha lebailo, poka lo teires yirushis abim elohirish nidun yishloilim nebidachai mocha so. That means, so she doesn't, poka lo teires yirushis abiyo. So Memelis, they said, if the vote is poka, so lavdavke if she got paid. The ksuba was paid up already. I feel if it wasn't paid up. But since it's pokos chusamino, we also should clear the shaila. It's the whole takona of ksubis benindichim is something that she had as chus to get this. If he would have given her a get, so she had as chus in these nachosim. So then the takona was, so when she dies, akuponim, my children get it. But if she was moichelim de ksuba ready, so we could clear by meicheles also. Now let us see Rashi. V'tiboy lechom meicheles, shudovo motzi min amecha. This is moshchiach de. Ve'im ishum de loimota hanoliyo. I understand why you're clearing by meicheles. Because by Becheres she got paid for it. It's a paid up ksuba. Meicheles is not a paid up ksuba. Mikol mokim pokes chusa bechayet. That's not a factor. That means if you have a suffix, if there is a suffix over here that there should not be ksubas benindichim, the suffix should be geklert afilu by Meicheles. So I don't understand why you cleared by Mecheres. Your suffix of Mecheres is very misleading. It seems from your suffix that by Mecheres there's no suffix, and it's not true. The tzdodi suffix applied by Mecheres also. That was Rovis Kashe Terav Yeimer Sover. Omalei. Rabbi Yehme Sove told him, Hashte moicheres komi boili, the af al gav de ikele meimer zuzi ansua. That what I cleared by moicheres, not the way you understood. That I'm only clearing by moicheres. By moicheres, the zicher aksubes benindichim. No. The other way around. I'm clearing by Mecheles, there's a chesophic, 100%. There's a sophic by Mecheles. Pokus chusomino, 100%. There's a svore that there should not be ksubes benindichim. But I'm clearing a shaile, even could be by Mecheles, there should also not be a ksubes benindichim. What's the also? The afal gavdi kalameimel, zuzi ansua. Here there's a svara to say she was forced into it. The amine commanded kamochula meya uchli beuchla. It's just like they're whipping her 100 times with an uchla, we'll see, which was a very painful thing. So therefore, I'm telling you a chiddush. That means as follows. That means there's a svara. And let us go back. I think this is Pshat in the Gemara. The Shita Mekabetzes had said, the Svara Chitzoyne is that there should be a Ksubas Benindichim. Because the whole Ksubas Benindichim does not work with Gidrei HaTorah. He Yarshened it and it's his, and it goes to them. But there's a Svara, but since she made it Ois, Nichse Yovia, through Mechile. So Memele, so there's a svara, maybe that there shouldn't be a ksubas benindichim. So there's a svara to say by Mechire, since the status that was changed through her Mechire was done mitzad oines, that means she was forced to do it. She did not do it on her own accord. So there's a svara to say that this shouldn't change the halacha. That means something that she was forced to do it. Her children should lose. That means there's a right of ksubis nindichin. And ksubis nindichin does not work with cheshbin. It's a takone. So, but if this came about because of the Zuzi Donsua, she was forced to do it, so we shouldn't look at that. So this should not be a factor to change the halacha of Ksubas Nindichim. But, Fakert, I had a svore, even though there is such a svore, to say Zuzi and Sua, I still think that there's no din of Ksubas Nindichim. So when I told over the Shaila b'moicheres, I'm telling you how far I went. Afilu b'moicheres. That there's a svarit to say that this transaction should not be mafkiya, the schus of the Yoshim, because she was forced into it. I still have a shayla. Maybe it is mafkiya. Mecheles, I still have a shayla. Not the only shaylas by mecheles. You understand wrong pshat. Mecheles is a svarit. This is a svarit by mecheles. But I'm telling you, fellow, by mecheles is a svarit that they shouldn't get it. Let us see Rashi. Hashta mecheres mi boy kloima mi sovres de mishum hano de motel yodo teisek adatoy de pokes chus. Do you think my whole shaila was because she got paid for it already? That's why I say pokes chus. No, I understand. You're supposed to be right. Mecheles also, there's a svarim that there should not be a ksubis mnindichin. No, I'm claiming afilu by mecheles. Hashta mecheles tanusei. Salke adatoi. From deswegen, I have a sofik the pokas chusa. Even though this whole transaction was done because she was forced to do it, from this we're going to have a svara that the takone of ksubis nindichim becomes bottom. Umi boili, and I have a sofik. Koshkei mecheles deloy anuse. I zich have a sofik. I zich have a sofik. So I'm telling you, I feel by mecheles, I have a sofik also. Mochu lo meya uchli beuchla, makin oiso meya makis beretsua, shabaroyshe barzol, Kemin mashkeilus ktano sheshma uchlo. That means he's just saying how difficult it is to be oimed in this nesoyin, how painful it is. So memeilo from deswegen, but I think that since already this is already different than the normal case of ksubis bnindichin, I have a svara to say that the bnindichin should not be zoiche in this ksubis. So this was the shakla v'talya between Rav Yemer and Rav. But I want to be madgish one more time. The svore of Rav Yemer sove that there should not be a ksubis pnindichin was a svore that, halachically, that means pokos chusomino. So the takona doesn't apply. The whole takona of ksubis bnindichim is, if it's called nichsei aviyah, it's called yerushas aviyah. Here, since she sold it, since she was meichel, so pokas chusa, so he had a svarim that here ksubis bnindichim should not apply. Maybe not. Now, Omar of it. Now, Rava starts talking. Pshito li mecheres ksuboso lacherem yesh lo ksubis bnindichen my time zuzi onsua. Now, this is a very shver gemore. Mecheres ksuboso lacherem betoy vesano. So the shit is Megadayik from this Rashi that before could be the Mechira was even more than Toivis Hano. But here Rav is talking about Toivis Hano. She'im nis'al malo oy nis'garsho yitluho lekuches. Ve'im meiso yoshena bailo. Umeiso v'yosho bailo. Now, let us think out loud, before we'll see the next Rashi. If she sold the ksuba to someone else, and the agreement was as follows. If my husband gives me a get, if my husband dies, you'll get the ksuba. Let's talk about the nadum. There's a nadum that's worth $500. If my husband will die, my husband will give me a get, you'll get the $500. That's the transaction. If the husband won't die or give me get, and then she says that I'll die, so there's no transaction. So now, let us think, in such a case, when she died, so her mechire is lema lemeire. The whole mechire was, if he'll die. Now, if he'll die, now he never was potter from giving a ksube. If he'll die, he'll give a ksuba, not to her, give to the lekayach. He was always mechuyev to give a ksuba, and to the lekayach, not to her. Now that she died, so that's lechayre the halacha of ksubas benin dechem, that if you ended up by not having to give a ksuba, not having to pay a ksuba, you yashin from her the ksuba, you give it to her children. So that is the halacha of ksubas nindichim. So lechayre, misvore chitzayna, we should say, in such a case, tishazichabidin ksubas nindichim, what is this different than all cases? That means this is, the ksubas nindichim only activates when she dies. So when she dies, there's no chilek if she sold it to someone else, because the whole transaction was if he would die. But if she dies, we have the same thing like all the time. Bishloim if she sold it to him. So it's called, he's not mechuyev ksub anymore. She sold it to him. So then we could think it's different. But if she sold it to someone else, so he was always mechuyev to pay for the ksuba. Now that she died, he doesn't have to pay yashins from us, and that's the din of ksubas nindichim. Rav says a shtik teire. She says also there's a din of ksubas nindichim, but with a shtik teire, the zuzi yantzua, she was forced to sell him. She was forced to sell the ksuba. So now we have to understand, shayme shamayim, why do you need it? This is, when she sold it to someone else, it's poshut that there should be a din of ksubas nindichin. Why do you have to add on a new vault? Now, this is a meir lekikashe, and other rishayim are meirik this from the Gemara. And hinachanami, if she sold to someone else, there's no shaila whatsoever. But we're learning the Gemara according to Rashi, so now we'll see how Rashi learned pshat in this Gemara. We'll have a new mahalach in this Rove. Pshitli mechaz ksubos alachem yesh lo ksubes nindichin, maitayme zuzi ansua. Let's see Rashi nachamol. Mechaz ksubos alachem, betoivas hano, shim nis'almolo ein nisgarsho yitlo lekuches, vimeiso yersheno bailo. That's normal, that's the normal procedure. There was no transaction on that side. Umeiso v'yosho bailo. Yesh lebo ner ksubas pnindichin. So now Rashi explains this for it. Do ki loise vinte, if she wouldn't have sold it, nami yores lo bal. She wouldn't have sold it the bal. The chelik of the tzad of ksubas pnindichin is, if she dies, so ki loise vinte, her mechire did not in any way change what occurred when she died. V'tikun lo rabbonon, the rabbonon will misakin, if he yarshins from her the ksube, it goes to her children. Hashtenami legabi bal. B'moicheres loipokas chuso, that means he always owed a ksube, He never was nifta from the chiyuv ksube. And now she died, so that's the din. Now, why don't you have to pay for this nadin? Because you're yashning it for me. So that's ksubis dindichim. It's always like that. So now Rashi adds a few more words. Ve'im mishum do hukal be'eineho le'moicho u'lahavsid es boneho im nis almelo oy nis gavsho. Now Rashi comes in with a new factor over here, which till now we didn't know of this factor, but Rava was mechavish this factor. Rava said now, what's the whole din of ksubis p'nindichim? The whole din of ksubis p'nindichim is, Chazal wanted, in order that the shver should ever be motivated and incentive to give, Chazal wanted in order that the shver should give an adin, that the grandchildren should the nadin should remain by his grandchildren, his daughter's children. Now, what would be if the husband gave her a get? So then zichud would remain by the children. I mean, that's poshut. The whole die is, but what'll be if she'll die? That means, so Chazal made a takon of ksubis nindichin, that just like if he would give her a get, the nechosim would remain by her children. So they were moisiv, afilu, if she'll die, she should also remain by her children. But if she did a pa'ula, and she didn't care a hoot about her children, and she sold the ksube bechayel to a lekeach, so what's going to be if her husband gives her a get? What's going to be with the father's nadin? It's going to go to the lekeach. So us hukal beinel. She was mizalzul be yerushas bonel. So now there's a svara to say that the sonata the Abba Chazal should all of a sudden be for. But when she died, which meikah din, it doesn't belong to the children. We have to make sure the children should get it. Anechtik etok. If she made be your dayim when it shouldn't belong to the children, it didn't belong to the children. So now we should make a takone when it really doesn't have to belong to the children, that the children should get it. So there's a svore hukal beineo that there should not be a svore of ksubis nindichim. And that Rava says, but look, she was forced to do it. You can't say such a chesm. Zuzi on suah. So Memele, you can't look at it in that way. She was forced to do it. But that means Chazal shouldn't do what rightfully should happen? That's what Rashi says over here. Ve'im ishum de hukal beineho lemoicho o lahav sides boneho im nesamon izgarsho zuzi yonsu shehutzrecho lem. She needed money, so you can't be mafsid the children because she was mezalzel by them. She was forced to do what she did. So, Mamela Sarovis said, a whole shtick teire. Now, in this shtick teire so far, Rava told us two new yesoides, which we did not know yet. One shtick teire, Rava told us, there's a svara of hukal beinel. And there's a svara, this svara Rava was machadish, hukal beinel. The svar the children shouldn't get it. And on this svar he says, but if it's zuzi on su, you can't say hukal beinel. So that's, he was machadish, a svar of hukal beinel and zuzi on sua counteracts this svar. Now. Moicheles ksuboso lebailo. Halacha number two. She was moichel de ksuba lebailo. Ein lo ksubis b'nindichin. My time, achuli achiloso. Now let us see what Rashi says. Achuli achiloso, v'neikal beineho lahavsid boneho miksuboso chinom. Now, Rashi said a mouthful now. That means Rove was machadish as a svara of neikal beineho. Rava was machadish is a svar mekel beinel, and that alone is a new sibe that this should not be at the kana of ksubis nindichim. Finished. So now let us just remind ourselves. Rav Yemesov had ups alum de shishaylem. It's pokas chusa, loy pokas chusa. He had a shayla by Michelis. He was had ups as alum de shishaylem. Since it's pokas chusa, the takona pasnit. Somehow Rove did not go into that Lomdashishaila, but Rove says there's a new factor over here. Forget about your Lomdashia. Pokas Chusnish, it's Hukal Beinel. If it's Hukal Beinel, there's no din of Ksubis Bnindichim. Okay. Now let's go a little further. Now. Fine. Now, boy Rove, so now we have to understand what we know, and then we're going to get in such hot water that it's shreklach. So what do we know according to Rav? Rav is working with a new mahalach. If it's hukol beineho, so then they don't get a ksubis benindichin. It's not hukol beineho, there is a ksubis benindichin. That's how, now. If she sold the ksuba lebailo, kim moicheres la cheirim domi, or kim moicheres lebailo domi. Now, we see from this Rove did not play a shayla. If she sold the ksuba to the bailo, Rabbi Yemes Sov, there's a new svar of Rabbi Yemes. Of Rabbi Yemer Sovet, she sold to the Bailam, Pokas Chus, no. Rove had his Sofik, he had a one-track mind of Hukul Beinel. So is it like Moicheles, that's Hukul Beinel? Is it like Moicheles? That's not Hukul Beinel. So now our heads start getting very, what's the shaila? Why is it hukal? You just said before alumdis. If you're working with hukal beinel, you just said alumdis that if zuzi yansua, that's not called hukal beinel. Now all of a sudden he claws a shaila. Mocha lebailo hukal beinel. Boso de boy. Now this was a shaila of Rove, and he thought about it. Hodel poste. Moicheres ksubo lebaila ke moicheres lach erem domi. He was paishet the shayla. So he says, zuzi on tsuo, and, there is a din of ksubes mnindichim. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Moicheres lebaila nami toives ano baalme dovamut. She only sold him a toives ano. Sherei im meisa Yoshi, he doesn't have to sell it to him on the tzad that she'll die, because, yeah, so the only tzad, that he might die. So the whole lakicha is, Elohim meisu loy tigve, v'reihu loy meis. Now, he didn't die. Ubo lidei Yerusha, hilkach kemecheres lacherim domi. So that means, the mechire le meise did not go into effect. And Lamaisa, she died, so, Kemecheres lacherim domi. Oy kemecheres lebailo domi, hoyil ubi yodoi haksube, vehukal beineo lachlito. So without understanding any words, but al kaponim we see Rashi says, no mehir tukul beineo. Here the svar is hukul beineo. That was the shaila, and the rabbi was paishin that hukul beinel. So, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kiveger did not understand our Gemara. But Rabbi Kiveger asked a kasha and I'd like to say over Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, and Rabbi Kiveger says pshat in Rashi. Because of Rashi, the Meicheres Labailo, Hukel Beineho Yoisa, here's Hukel Beineho, the Nachletes Loi Haksube, it's Nachletes Loi Haksube, whatever this means. V'lochayre Koshe, Frekt Rabbi Kivege, Ma Hukel Beineho Yoisa. This is more Hukel Beineho. This is more hukal by now than mecheres lacherim. Halay soif soif, hapseide rak im yomus hu mikoidem. Why is there more hukal by now? What was over there mecheres lacherim? It was hukal by now. That means if her husband will die, so her kids won't get the ksubit. So here it was also the same thing. If he'll die, her kids won't get the ksubit. The same pseida that was over the same hukal by now. Yeah. For adarabe, he says there's a smaller hukal by now. Ain't a pseida kol kach. There's not such a big pseida. If she sold it to him. If she sold it, if you're talking about hukal by now, that she buried her children. There was a nadin of $500, and by selling it, she showed she doesn't care about her children. So he says, you know where she doesn't care. She doesn't care more when she sells it to someone else or she sells it to her husband. Why? Because if she sells it to someone else and the husband dies, so her son won't get a penny. If she sold it to her husband and the husband dies, so lemaisa, it belongs to the husband and it'll go to all the yoshim. Our sons won't get tzubis b'nindichin, but they'll get equal with all the others. So she has more concern over her son when she sold it to her husband than when she sold it to someone else. And here Rashi says it was hukal b'nel more when she sold it to the husband. Nachama, when she sells it to the husband, she sells the nadim. We have a nadim, a $500 nadim. And he bought it off of her. If I'm going to die first, he told her, the nadin belongs to me. Not to you. The nadin belongs to me. He died first. So what's going to happen? So this $500 nadin, he bought it. That means that the nadin this is, that if he dies, that if he dies, the nadin belongs to him. So what happened? So it's his nadin. He bought it. It's his. He bought it at that time. So it's his. Now, but he died, so all the children will yarshin. The other wife will yarshin. This wife will yarshin. So by selling it to him, her children will get something from the nadin. They'll get an equal chelik together with all the other yoshim. If she sells it to someone else, she sold someone else b'toyves hanor the nadin. So if her husband dies, her children won't get anything. It's sold to Yenna. So Rabbi Kevega says, before he said Lule de Mistafin, he said, but he wants to say this Pshat in Rashi. So Kaponim, we have a Mahalach Rabbi Kevega Lam Pshat in Agamore. The Lerove Pshite, the Oisai Chelik Gufe de Meicheres, Kigoin, She Meicheres Tzoin Balzel. We had learned the din of ksubis b'nindichin encompasses everything in the ksubit. That means the nichsei tzayim barzel, which is the nadin, the moneh, masayim, the taisvis, everything goes to her children. Fine. So now Rabbi Kevega says, Rove held, whatever she sold, the zichanodin of ksubes p'nindichin. And let us be mamtik, that be'emerson was Rabbi Yemel Sovis Sofik, does her mechire, when she sells it to him, does she lose the ksubes p'nindichin, what she sold? So she says, the l'rove p'shite, the oisai chayle gufe de meicheres, Kigoin shemeicheres tzoyin balzol, bevadai ein lo ksubes b'nindichim al tzoyin balzol. Kiven de eino yoyrish mimeno, because I think if she sold it to him, kiven de eino yoyrish mimeno, uchi boy rishayne b'shas, like the first boy was. The first boy was, if she sold it to him, as pokas chusamine. So that's not cool that he got it from her. Because if he would have died, he wouldn't have to pay it. Rak Iker Iboi the Rove, the Iker Sofik of Rove was Ishayech b'moicheres lebaila zuzi ein sua oiloi, that's the Shaila, v'navke mine de moicheres tzoim barzel im yesh lo ksubis b'dindichin amona omesayim aydohu kelbeineo v'ein lo misofik kanal. So Rabbi Kevege says as follows. We have to understand Rabbi is going with Hukal Beinel. That's the whole Shaklavatai of Rabbi. Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis. What, if she sold to the husband the Tzayin Barzel, you don't need Hukal Beinel. There's no Medina, there's no din of Ksubas Blindichin, like the Gemara before. Rabbi Amos Sove had a Sofik. Rava held that there's no suffix. Whatever she sold, there's no din ksubas nindichin. But Rava had a different suffix. Rava had a suffix, but if it's hukal beinel, we won't make a takon of ksubas nindichin. So, and we're talking about the mona mosayim now. She sold him the nichsei tzayim barzel. Now, the nichsei tzayim barzel is nothing but to talk. The nichsei tzayim barzel, there will not be a din of ksubas nindichin. Now the shaila is, but since it was hukal beineho, so maybe we won't give them the mona masayim also. Now where's their hukal beineho over here? They can shaper yesh chilik. The meicheres lebal hukal beineho yoisa. Even dal oisai gufe shemocher al kapono mivsida bezele gamri ben yomos humikoidem aitomasimikoidem vikalahovim. So Rabbi Kevege, that's pshat in Rashi. That means like this. If she sold it to someone else, so she's only mafsid the children, aidei hamechire, if the husband will die. If her husband will die, so the lekeich will get the nadin, so memele, so she's mafsid the children. And the tzad, if she dies, so then there's a svara that, I'll get the ksubis benindichin. She'll get the ksubis benindichin. So the hukal beinel was only on one tzad. The hukal beinel was on one tzad. So we said, hukal beinel on one side, in zuzi on sua, you take everything into consideration, forget about it. So memele, so we don't see hukal beinel. But over here, when she sold the nichsei tzayim barzel to her husband, there in this nichsei tzayim barzel is goodbye. They'll never get the nichsei tzayim barzel. That means if the husband dies, they won't get the nichsei tzayim barzel ksubis benindichin because it's sold to him. Like this, if she wouldn't have sold it, the mother would have gotten it. But since she sold it to him, so they won't get ksubis benindichin. And if she dies, they also won't get it because she sold it. So here was a mayadike. Hukal beinel. She didn't care about them. Well, that's what Rashi means. Rabbi Kevege says that's what Rashi means. Hukal beinel lachlito. Here the nichsei tzayim barzel is finished. They won't get nichsei tzayim barzel. Period. If she sold it to him, so that's the Gemara before. Forget Rava held what she sold to him. It's poshut. There's not the nichsei tzayim barzel. So a chelik of the ksube she tore away from her children. Legamri, huchlet beinel. So memele. So now there's a svarat of a sukkah beinel. So why should they get them on the mosayim? That was the sofik of Rove. So Rove said, here we see a meirdika hukal beinel more than over there. Oderef shenayim. We counteract about zuzi yansuah. Kesef Yanes Akerl, I mean, you can't look at it that way. She did, she sold Abba Al Kapolo, Gabi, the Mona Messiah. You can't say this lomdus of Hukal Beinel. That is what Rabbi Kevege says. So the Gemara says, but Lover was poshet, that even though there's a greater ahukel beineho by mochok the same balzel to her husband, because there it's huchlet, that means ben yomosu, ben tomasi, the children won't get the naden. Afal pikein, the svore of Zuzi and Tzua is enough to counteract the hukel beineho legabi the mone mosaim. In Agavuche, I'd like to mention that the Rishonim ask Akashem, this whole Gemara is very difficult to understand. How can she sell him the ksube? How can she be meichel in the ksube? You're not allowed to, it's also lishesim isha b'loi ksube. So there are different mahalchim in Rishonim. Other Rishonim learn that einachanami tzaka osa, but the Gemara is clearing that's in Yeredei it's osa. But the Gemara is clearing achayshemishpatik yishayla. What happens with the ksubes pnindichin? They're doing the right thing, they're not doing the right thing. That's one mahalach in Rishonim. And there's another mahalach in Rishonim that it's speaking about that she only sold the nichsei tzayim ba'ozel, and he still owes her the mon and mosayim. So memel is bechlal no problem of osa lisha isim isha b'leik suba, because he owes her the mon and mosayim. And that is the pilpul of our gemore. Will her children lose the mon and mosayim since it's ukul beineho? That's how Rabbi Kivayga seemed to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rav Idi Bar Oven. Rav Idi Bar Oven. So Rav Idi Bar Oven est akashe. Meiso ein yershin shal ze, bein yershin shal ze, yershin ksuboso. Let us see Rashi. Ein yoshin shel ze mishnehi bi yevamis ha'isha shahalach baila lamdinis hayom v'omaloid echad meis bailach v'tiru alinose, and eid echad said meis bailach, she's allowed to get married, v'niseis, and she got married, v'acharkach bo baila, and afterwards her husband came back alive, teitze mizeh mizeh. Now, none of them owe her a ksube. Ve'imeso, en yoshim shel zeh, v'zeh, bonim sheyesh lo mizeh mizeh, yoshim ksubos. If she died, her yoshim don't yoshim the ksube. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Pavinam bos, and when we learned the Mishnah, we hear a kashim. Suboso may avidito. He just said that if they give her a get, they don't owe her a ksube. So now you're telling me if she died afterwards, the yoshim won't get the ksube. If she never got a ksube, so the yoshim won't get a ksube. Avinimbog suboso may avidito. For Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, ksubes benin dichin. We're speaking about ksubes b'din nichin. Now let us see Rashi. Vavinem bo ksuboso may avidito. Ho amrit ain lo ksube. You said she doesn't have a ksube. So now what are you telling me? That yoshim shel zeh, they don't yashin the ksube. She never got a ksube to yashin. V'omar apope ksubes b'din nichin. V'hochi koma. Meiso hi b'chayeshnei. Both of them are alive, and she died. V'yoshua heim. And both of them yarshint her. Now, this is very difficult to understand. What's that v'yoshua heim? How did the second husband yarshint her? The second husband is not a husband. She's married to the first. She's an eishasish. What's that v'yoshua heim? So, dachsach mir, pshat is as follows. Let's be megashim dinyin a little bit. When she got married to the second husband, before we wanted to make sure that the second husband should marry her, so we went to her father, Tata Laban, It's a mitzvah, you know, you have to marry off your daughter, that's given an adn. Fine. It was always cooperative with the father, mitzvahs all the time. So he went and gave an adn. He gave a nichsei tzein basel. $500 nichsei tzein basel for the second one. Now, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that ein lo ksube. Now, it would seem ein lo ksube afilu nichsei tzein basel. That means by the second one, ain lo ksube, he doesn't know Ramona Messiah. There's no Ramona Messiah. There's no Ramona Messiah. So I was married to him. But ain lo ksube, the Nadin also doesn't have to. He gives her a get. So now she'll come to him, to the second husband. You gave me a get. No, what's with the $500 from the tate? Ain lo ksube. The mission says ain lo ksube. Fine. He doesn't have to go and give it to her. Now. So that's lechayre the din. Now Mesa, if she died, so they keep it also. They keep the lechayre. That means they both of them keep the nadin. Both of them keep the nadin. So Mele, now she had children by the second one. And now the husband died. The second husband died. So you got a nadin from her first husband. The second husband, you got a nadin from her. So now. So what's with the ksubas p'nindichin? Ein bonim sheyesh lo mizeh o mizeh noitlen ksubas imon kibnindichim shebon lachlik b'nichsebiyim elo chelkim b'shodim. So that means the nadin that theoretically they should have gotten, they don't get. Fine. V'amai, so they don't get ksubas nindichim. Ki even the amrinim, ki anisa loy mafsa de ksubas nindichim. So now the Gemara is asking a meredike kasha, which we have to understand. You just said, when she's an onus, they don't lose ksubas nindichim. Ochinami lema yetzer onso. Neima Yetzer Onso, Shahoisa Misavilabal. Now, it's very, very, very unclear here. The Gemara seem to understand. Let's talk about the first husband. Why is there's no Ding Subas Pnindichin Lagabi, the first husband? So the Gemara understood, maybe because she was mezalzel in the issues of the first husband, so that is why they took away the ksubas nindichin. So the Gemara said, but Rove said, if she's mezalzel in the bonim, if it was because of an oinis, they didn't take away the ksubas nindichin. So over here, why did they take away from the children, a zilzel, machmas oines, is not called a zilzel. Maybe that's pshat in the Gemara. It's very schwer. I didn't find anyone to say pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, this is a different oines. What's the chilek? Zuzi, yeitza onso, she wants to get married. It's also a legitimate oines. So the Gemara says, "Hosam knosa hu de kansu rabbonim, knosa mishum dlei daike shaper shemayz baila mikami de tinsip." So it would seem there's a shakla batayi in the Gemara that have in the maskone. Why there's no ding subas pnindichim? The Gemara that have in it could be held since she was mezalzel in the issues of the first husband. That's why. Her kids don't deserve it. So the Gemara held a zilzel machmasoinis is not called a zilzel. Just like a hukol beinel machmasoinis is not called a hukol beinel. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why the children don't yashin the ksubis is different because we cancel her, and we cancel the children because of her also.